I'm Eric Hodge from WUNC Music. We've got a special edition of Come Here and See on the Songs We Love podcast coming up after this.
WUNC Music is a place for you to unplug and turn it up. Every day, every hour, there's something new. Learn more about how to enable the custom WUNC smart speaker skill at WUNC.org.
The music community in North Carolina lost a giant this week. Sarah Romweber died on Monday. She was 55 and had cancer. Sarah was the drummer for Triangle Area bands that include the Dex Romweber Duo and Snatches of Pink. But it was her work on those early records by Let's Active that introduced many of us to her fierce but steady beat. Let's Active was a band that was ready to break. They were on IRS Records, opened for REM, and headlined shows at local clubs like Ziggy's in Winston-Salem and the Cat's Cradle in Chapel Hill.
And they came in town, and they just had this, like, they were huge stars.
That's Marvin Levy from the band The Veldt.
That record came out, the first record afoot, and Every Word Means No, and it was just perfect.
Let's Active was a trio with Mitch Easter on guitar and the late Faye Hunter on bass. For Marvin Levy, who was in high school when those first records came out, it was the drummer Sarah Romweber that made songs like this one, Every Word Means No.
There's a lot of harnessing to get a lot of those things together, and it's playing perfectly on time and knowing what the other people are doing. And that's why Let's Active is so a little bit amazing. Mitch, like the Connell Brothers, have that jangliness that's floating, and like REM. And so what you need for that is a Peel or a Sarah or a Mike to rein that in with precision.
Soon after the video for the single came out, they were guests on MTV's The Cutting Edge. Billboard magazine called this song a, quote, quintessential gem of the era. But the original lineup broke up only a year after forming, and Mitch Easter was left to rebuild the band. He released three more records under the name Let's Active before finally ending the project in 1990. He and Sarah reunited for a benefit show for the Be Loud Foundation in 2014. Predicting.
Let's Active was so powerful because what they were doing at the time is setting a trend, and like the groundwork they laid is for everybody.
Marvin Levy is the drummer for the band The Veldt. Every Word Means No by the Winston-Salem band Let's Active is one of the songs he loves from North Carolina. The Come Here and See series on the WUNC Music's Songs We Love podcast is produced in cooperation with the State Arts Council. It's part of the 2019 Year of Music celebration in North Carolina. You can find more episodes of this podcast at WUNCmusic.org, on iTunes, NPR One, and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Eric Hodge. A few years ago, Sarah Romweber came in to WUNC with her brother Dexter to play on a show I hosted called Last Motel. Sarah was gracious, patient, and quick to smile as we went through the routine of getting set up for the interview and performance. We're going to close out this episode of the Songs We Love podcast with something from that session. This is Sarah and Dexter Romweber, the Dex Romweber Duo, performing in the WUNC studios in Chapel Hill.
Me and Sarah, we have a friend up in New York named Billy Miller who runs Norton Records. I don't know if you know who that is, but Billy gets a lot of material that's impossible to find. I mean, you know, surf bands out of Philadelphia in 1961,
right.
Rockabilly artists that are no one knows about, home recordings, bizarre things. So there's a fella that I heard when I was in junior high that was always a big influence on the music I played and how I did it, and that was a fella named Benny Joy from Tampa, Florida. And so anyway, our friend Billy Miller just released this 3D record set called The Benny Joy Story, you know, and it's just filled with home recordings and, you know, tons of stuff, man. And but he called me one day and he said, Dex, I'm putting out this record and I want you to write something in the liner notes for this CD, these three CDs. And I wrote something like, to me, Benny Joy was the dark prince of Southern rockabilly. When I was in high school, I always tried to dress like him or something. but he played me this song over the phone called Nowhere, and I immediately heard it. And I was like, this is our, you know, this is the song for us. And I brought it to Sarah, and she understood it immediately anyway. And her boyfriend at the time, a guitarist, you know, what is this chord? What a weird chord. I've never even seen it before.
Hence no longer with you.
That's up to her to say. So this chord, listen to this. Which is a chord I've never ever played before in my life. And our friend Billy, another Billy, said, well, this is the chord. So we put together Nowhere, and the rest is history. It's a long, long way to nowhere. It's a long, long, lonesome plea. It's a place of yearning, memory, and nowhere's where I'll be. It's a sad, sad place. There's nowhere. It's a sad, sad memory field. It's a place of no forgetting. For love that you once shared. Oh.
can see that love is fancy free. You live inside of nowhere through life eternally.
It is that chord. It is that chord that just pulls you right in.
Yeah.
With the great drum accompaniment.
Yeah, in the original, there were no drums, and so I had to come up with something that didn't interfere with what I was hearing. And, of course, nobody plays it like Dex, so all I had to do was just sort of sit behind it.
That was the Dex Romweber duo. Sarah Romweber on drums, her younger brother Dex on guitar. They were performing in the WUNC studios in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Sarah Romweber died earlier this week. She was 55.